This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Unemployment in August moved down a tenth percent to 7.3%, and 169,000 more people showed up on payrolls, according to government figures today. This is an economy that is on the mend, but there are trouble spots. When you read the report more deeply, time spent unemployed is up. The median or typical stretch for unemployment is now more than 15 weeks, and the labor force continues to shrink as people throw up their hands looking for work. The labor force participation rate hasn't been this low since the summer of 1978, a time when generally fewer women were in the workforce. Joining us is Jason Furman, the new chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers. Mr. Furman, good morning.
Good morning.
So we have this morning that the unemployment rate went down in August, which is nice, but should I be worried it went down for the wrong reasons? I mean, people who are so discouraged, they've dropped out of the labor force?
No, I don't think you should be worried. If you look at an alternative measure of the unemployment rate that factors in those discouraged workers, that measure also went down in August. But more importantly, economists like to look not month to month, but what's happened over the past year. You've seen a steady decline in the unemployment rate. You've seen over 2 million jobs added in the economy, and those have been full-time jobs.
169,000 more names on payrolls for the month in question, but you also must be concerned about the downward revision for July. I mean, I hear your point about look longer term, but still, that was a little unexpected for July.
Well, again, it bears repeating because it is the single most important point an economist can make is that numbers fluctuate from month to month. You want to look over a longer period. You also want to look at a range of data. And this past week, we saw auto sales returning to pre-recession levels, manufacturing strongest growth. When it comes to those particular revisions, I think it's interesting. If you drill down in the data, what you'll find is that more than half of those revisions were because of public employee jobs, particularly jobs like teachers. That has been a consistent area of concern for us in the economy. The president has a proposal to deal with that, and if we had addressed it, we'd see an unemployment rate of below 7% today.
How would you grade today's jobs report? Well, wouldn't stellar seem, A-plus seems a little high. Where do you place the job market now?
I'm currently not in the teaching profession. So I'll just tell you that I think what it is it's solid, it's steady, but there's no doubt that there's more that we can do. I mean, we need to be doing things like investing in our infrastructure, like business tax reform. We need to do things to help connect workers to better jobs, whether that's training or investments in education. And we also need to make sure that we're not getting in the way of the private sector by doing things like Congress failing to pay its bills or Congress failing to pass a budget.
Jason Furman, named this summer by President Obama as chairman of his Council of Economic Advisers. Mr. Furman, thank you for this.
Thanks so much.